Hello, and welcome to Microsoft Build Digital 2020. Are you ready for 48 hours of live content for devs by devs? Hopefully you're ready, because that's what we're doing. We are so excited to have you with us for this global multi-stream experience. I'm Donna Sarkar.
And I'm Seth Juarez, and we're joining you from Microsoft Production Studios here in Redmond, Washington. We're engaged with social distancing, which actually for you and I, this is normal distancing, at least.
Mm-hmm. No.
Here at the Build Live Desk, we've also got some great hosts joining us remotely as we follow the sun for the next 2 days.
Follow the sun. That's what we call all-nighters now. So it sounds way more sophisticated than all-nighters.
I think I'm going to say I'm following the sun when I'm working all night.
I think that's a good idea.
Let's do that.
So it's going to be a jam-packed 48 hours. We've got in-depth sessions with experts. We'll hear from thought leaders. We'll hear from industry analysts giving their two cents. We're going to get your questions answered no matter what and help you connect with the global community.
Absolutely. And you might be asking, how am I going to be able to keep up with all the sessions, key segments, and community fanfare? Well, we've got you covered on this very box outside of it that you're watching now.
So they're going to be living inside the box.
No, we're going to be inside the box.
They're outside the box.
That's
so
right.
You can tell Seth and I have really coordinated this well. Check out the live and upcoming sessions below this live player. So that's where you know what's going on right now and what's coming next. Also, JFYI, if you're seeing the registration button, now's the time to sign in. Because if you don't sign in, you don't get the full My Build experience. All you see is us, and that's about it.
That is correct. And that My Build experience includes access to breakout sessions, interactive panels, and enables you to engage in chat. And we'll keep you in the know for the metric ton of content we've got for you over the next 48 hours and beyond. And again, I use metric because this is a global audience.
Seth's getting fancy.
I know.
Like, he's getting fancy.
Tell you what. As we mentioned, we've got multiple streams happening. Sorry, I just got excited because there's so many streams. Multiple streams happening at once, so feel free to use the session scheduler to plan your own build experience, but do not cross the streams, as my childhood has told me.
What does that even mean?
I know.
Okay, all right.
The older people will get it. I'm telling you. You can access that by clicking the session catalog link on this page or by clicking the link in your registration email. Come and go as you create your own curated experience, talk to the experts you want to connect with, and engage with the community. Pro tip, all the experts will be in one place at the same time.
Well, that's right.
In theory, we'll be all digitally
in the same place. Yes.
But you know
how most of the time at Build Conference, you're like, oh, you know, I want to catch that session on this end of the conference center, and then I want to really go to that roundtable thing on that end of the conference center. Mm-hmm. Therefore, I need to become like Usain Bolt and run from here to there. And
not
honestly, most of us are not that person.
That's right.
But this time it's like, just switch to the next stream. And you get the experts online. You don't need to go hunt them down. You don't need to get weird outside their window. They're just there for you.
You can get weird outside of this window, but that's about
true.
It.
That's
and the longest
it.
Walk you'll have is to get the next snack.
This is true. To get, like, we're all a bunch of, you know, hungry, nibbly little beavers
here in the
studio, and I bet you are too. So fuel up, get your eighth cup of coffee if you're us, or get your snacks, and let's do this.
Let's do it. And we'll be here in the live feed bringing you insights from industry analysts, interviews with tech experts, showcasing some incredible case studies, learnings, and even some fun content just for fun, like AI pinball.
AI pinball? Did you make that?
I'm going to win.
I'm going to win.
More on that later.
He may know AI, but I know a lot about pinball. I'm definitely going to win. So I can't wait. And as they say, that's not all. We've got even more stuff, okay? Check out our community connections to explore ways to connect and collaborate with people all over the world. These guided discussions are designed to give you sneak peeks into Microsoft products and the teams behind them. You can work one-on-one with a Microsoft engineer on your own project. You know that weird issue you're stuck on, you can't debug it? This is when you go and grab a Microsoft engineer and say, yo, help me solve this thing. It's a good case study for you, and I get my problem solved, right? Pro tip, tell them that. And then you can also, if you're like Seth and suddenly into yoga,
I am.
You can level up your health with some guided wellness breaks.
Yeah, in fact, this morning, I did 2 sit-ups.
No, he didn't.
I did, because I hit the snooze.
Okay.
That's my dad joke for today.
Wow, that's really bad.
We've got something for everyone, including students. Check out more than 30 lessons on subjects like Minecraft, MakeCode, Visual Studio, and more to level up your tech skills in the student zone, or if you're watching in South America, Zona de Estudiantes.
Suddenly, Seth is a telenovela star.
I don't know why. He actually was in a formal line. Plus, we've got special appearances, including Twitch's InstaFluff and our very own Scott Hanselman. Is that someone you know?
I think he goes to your kid's school.
I think he goes to my daughter's school.
I think he's getting an A.
Yeah, he is.
By the way, if you don't know what InstaFluff is, go to Twitch and look up InstaFluff. InstaFluff is cooler than both of us for sure, and cooler than most people. Because the coding while talking and being entertainment, that's amazing.
Don't give it away.
Okay, so speaking of learning new things, let's talk about Microsoft Learn. Okay. Microsoft Learn is great because it's like the student zone that never ends. First of all, it's free, so you don't pay obscene college tuition dues because that's ridiculous. And we're going to be talking a lot about Microsoft Learn throughout the course of the next 48 hours, having a lot of guided sessions. But when this is all over, Microsoft Learn is there for you to go take courses and get certified across the dev universe for whatever you want. Fun fact, so we've got this new way to get started. It's called Microsoft Learn Studios. These are sessions where a dev from our team somewhere walks you through a Learn tutorial. So they help you set up all of the stuff before, like VS Code and Terminal. They help you download the right NuGet packages. And then you walk through the Learn tutorial line by line, walking into any like glitches or gotchas that may get you. And it completes with you being done with the project that you can actually show off. I will be doing, of course, the Power Platform one. I'll be building a custom code control for a Power app using PCF Wednesday night at 2:30 a.m. Pacific time because I love Microsoft Learn and Power that much.
So get this in my ear. They're like, so what are you doing, Seth?
Wow.
Well,
not doing a Learn tutorial.
I am going to be going to Donna's Learn tutorial at 2:30 in the morning while I'm
not doing that.
Sleeping a little bit.
So remember, these courses and content are updated regularly. The product teams push content to Learn pretty much every week, and these are updated quite regularly. So keep your skills sharp, come back over and over. If you have feedback on other things you'd like to see, please send them to us. We're always looking to grow our Learn content.
But this is a great opportunity to connect with all the experts.
That's right.
All right, think your cloud skills are up to the challenge? Again, my head is always sort of in the clouds, too. Is that, did that work?
He needs to stop with these dad jokes. Seriously,
tweet at us and then say if the dad jokes are bad, just let me know.
I know. I expect to see that on the board in about 3 seconds.
Join the Microsoft Build Cloud Skills Challenge. I practiced that. Microsoft Build Cloud Skills Challenge. If you're registered, you'll see the link above this player next to the session scheduler. Take courses and complete collections in MS Learn to earn a chance to win prizes while supporting your choice of our five amazing charitable partners.
That's right. So did you know? So other fun fact, I guess I'm just doing the fun fact thing.
Fun fact.
Yeah. We've got one very, very smart hamster on our team, not actual hamster, but a person, a cloud advocate. We might have two cloud advocates who've taken every single Microsoft Learn tutorial.
No.
Yes. They've taken every single one. And hint, one of them is one of the hosts. It's not us. I think you can tell it's pretty clear. Yeah. So figure out if you can tell who it is, and we will tell you the answer at the end of Build. So speaking of these charitable organizations, we've teamed up with five charitable organizations, UNICEF, NetHope, Doctors Without Borders.
Hold on.
Okay.
Médecins Sans Frontières pour tous les francophones qui veulent l'écouter en français. Booyah.
That's actually what it's called. We learned yesterday. So Seth has to show up his lots of language skills.
Yeah. I'm going to check that off of my bucket list.
Put that on your commitments.
Speaking French to dozens of people online.
Wow.
Yeah.
French people are like, that's not how you say it. Oh. So the other charities are Nature Conservancy and, of course, my personal favorite, Code.org, which brings computer science skills to every classroom in the world. And who doesn't want that? So these charitable organizations are supporting local communities in need by supporting skilling all over the world. So you should head to registerbuildmicrosoft.com to learn more and sign up.
You can also use the hashtag BuildForGood on Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, or whatever the newest social thing is.
Seth is trying to TikTok.
I'm trying to be on TikTok. Am I too old for that?
It's not going to work.
No. Let us know.
Don't do it.
Share your story through video, photos, and posts to showcase your own experiences and see how the development community is responding during these uncertain times. Remember, use the hashtag MSBuild to tell Seth the dad jokes are not good, or to share what you're learning, who you're excited to hear from next, and how you are experiencing this global event. I want to see tech conference pajama pictures or socks.
This is true. We want to see socks. A lot of people who received the MS Build box got a pair of Windows Dev socks. But we know a lot of you have been to Microsoft conferences, and sock paraphernalia seems to be a thing around here. So we'd love to see all of your socks. We do want to engage with you on social. We want to figure out what you're saying and what you're tweeting about and what you're interested in. So we're going to be seeing all of the social media stuff over here on this cool board.
Look at this.
Look at this. Oh, by the way, there are, look at this. There is someone on our team who's really excited. Lisa. Hi, Lisa. She is excited about coffee, cozy viewing spots, and also Power Platform, as she told me earlier.
Yeah, saying. She likes AI. That's what she told me.
Really? Did she tell you that?
Well, I'm going to say that because we're no one knows if it's true or not. By the way, here's a sock.
Look at this. Sock pictures. Sock pictures. This is good. What else? What else you got?
All right. What else we got? Let's see here.
Scroll up.
There's just keep coming.
Thank you for tweeting at us. This is great. Okay.
Yeah. Let's see here. By the way, this build kit was fantastic.
Yes. The build kit was super cool. There's a sketch note.
All right.
Here we go. You see this?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Nithya. So she's made this fantastic sketch note. And we've got quite a few people on the Twitterverse who are amazing at sketching. They're good at listening, learning, and sketching at the same time, which is amazing because we can do like one of those at a time badly.
I wonder what will happen when Nithya tries to sketch me. Is her pen going to break or like she's going to...
It'll explode. Yeah, it'll be fine.
Pens don't explode. Yeah. Oh, wait, they do. I have a really fun anecdote about that.
Oh, my gosh.
Here is another one. Whoa. They are ready for all 48 hours.
They really are, this five-hour energy situation.
We should have had Larry
come over.
So we could have put this in our little area,
That's true.
Because that's pretty cool here.
That would have been cool. Okay.
All right. What else? Then, okay, here is another sock. This is Sarah. Sock. She's fantastic, by the way.
She's got her socks. We're going to hear from her, by the way, in the student zone.
That's right. She is in the student zone.
We're
going
to hear from her. Hi, Sarah.
By the way, here... Again,
here's Scott Ladewig. Hi, Scott. I'm so sorry not to be seeing you in Orlando right now, but it's so good seeing you online.
Ready to take a peek and see what the devs get up to at MS Build. By the
way,
make sure you use the hashtag MS Build because we want to see all of this stuff. One of the things that I think maybe is lost with a all digital event is the interaction.
Yes.
And we want you to interact with us. Anyway, we want you to interact with the speakers. That's why we want you to register. Mm-hmm. Well, we want you to interact. I think that's the important bit. Mm-hmm. And so, all right, let's go back. Let's see what else we got. Let me scroll up here.
Here's Richard, our MVP, saying hi.
Where? I missed it.
Right here. Here's Richard Hay right here.
Oh, hey.
Longtime MVP, huge, huge supporter of the community. Hi, Richard. Thank you for tuning in.
I love that there were unboxing videos of our swag, right?
Yes. I forgot to do that. I just took mine out and put them on.
Whoa, look at this.
Oh, yeah. Cassie's setup is sweet.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Oh, Cassie. I love the colors, too.
By the way, do we all know Cassie's also doing a Power Platform Microsoft Learn Studio session?
Mm-hmm.
So Cassie has an amazing story. She actually went from being a citizen dev to a pro dev. So she's going to be telling her story and walking us through a Learn tutorial for PCF controls.
Oh, I don't know if you know this, but I was at a conference and she walked up to me after like a machine learning talk. And she was all like, hey.
I like machine learning.
Hey, can you tell me about how to fix the, I don't remember what it was. The question was so good. I was like, you've got to be, this is amazing.
I'm pretty sure she came up to Seth and said, here's how you fix this issue you're having in your ML model.
She probably did. Oh.
I'm pretty sure that's exactly what
I have to, there's Corey Sanders.
Yes.
Corey Sanders.
Imagine Cup.
Corey Sanders is a hoot. And this was me this morning.
There's a dancing baby. Yep. That was actually Seth this morning.
Okay.
Hi, Richard Hay.
And then here is another, this is one of my amazing colleagues, Amy Boyd.
Also one of our hosts. So one that of our UK hosts. So you'll be seeing her later.
From the UK when you're over there.
And here's Louise Fries, one of our MVPs. And
right here,
the ice cream. So Louise is, by the way, she is a citizen dev, a pro dev, a sketch note artist, and hilarious on social media. a constant state of learning. Hi, Louise. Thank you so much for joining us. I hope you're sketchnoting our ridiculous banter because, you know, it's really useful.
That is right. That is right. Yes. I think I need to press F11. I broke something.
He broke it.
I broke it. That's okay. I did want to show everyone a picture of me.
Yes, of course.
This is me, by the way. If you're wondering,
that is also
that was sad. Me this morning. Mm-hmm. So
exciting. Okay,
that looks so, just like me. I fixed it.
So Seth, do you remember when we went to Kenya to that Next Tech conference?
Oh my gosh, that was probably one of the greatest trips of my life. Mm-hmm. And I've been to some places.
Yes. So I think that's where we met, actually.
Yeah. I think it was. Mm-hmm.
So about Seth reminded me, it was what, 3 years ago?
Yeah, it was 3 years ago.
So 3 years ago, we had this dev conference in Kenya where we took the best of the build content, took it and presented in Kenya. And we had a lot of people attend. A lot of people say, this is interesting. Please do it again. And of course, all of this chaos got in the way. But we would like to bring back the concept of Next Tech, but ongoing. So we would like to extend a special welcome to all of the devs who are joining us from Africa. Thank you so much for joining us. This year, we want to engage with you so much better through a series of virtual events. So through the month of July, August, September, October, et cetera, we're going to do a series of virtual events focused around Power Platform and Azure M365. And once you fully tell us which of this is important, which is necessary, what is relevant in your jobs, we would love to do a series of live events throughout the continent to celebrate both our Africa Dev Centers that we've got in Lagos and Nairobi, as well as our data centers in South Africa. So if you'd like to stay in the loop on that, please sign up for the Power Africa Tech Community. It's a brand new tech community just launched this week. You can sign up for it at aka.ms/power-africa-signup. So hopefully we'll see you online. So that's not all. We've got something else to look forward to. Scott Guthrie, the man with the plan, the keeper of the red polo, is going to host a key segment tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m. Write that down, 10:30 a.m. Pacific time.
That's right.
Write it down. He loves questions from the audience. He absolutely loves that. So get your questions ready and submit them through that link in your registration welcome email. So find that welcome email. So get the registration mail, click, and then submit your questions.
All right. Well, finally, because mm-hmm. everyone needs a break, we've got some great social time in our lineup. Meet your peers, mm-hmm. celebrate the community through things like our first ever Microsoft Build Film Festival. That's mm-hmm. right. We're kicking things off with a message from Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella all about the future of software development. Speaking of the future, we've got a special presentation that showcases some of the brightest minds of tomorrow, the Imagine Cup, Microsoft's premier student innovation competition, will crown their 2020 world champions. You're not going to want to miss. These student innovators will round out the hour with a spirited round table featuring our very own Scott Hanselman at the helm, who again goes to my daughter's school.
So this is like a dev cage match.
That is correct.
So it's a bunch of squirrels and kittens fighting in a cage. Squittens, I guess.
That's right. Yeah. He will mm-hmm. be bringing his squittens mm-hmm. to talk through the Modern Developer Toolkit mm-hmm. with GitHub, Visual Studio, Windows, and much, mm-hmm. much more.
So I know an online dev squitten cage match is not exactly the build we were expecting, but you know, this is what we've got. We know this build usually happens in person. We know we're usually late for sessions because we're running from that end to the conference center to that end. We've all had to make some unexpected adjustments. So we like to call them unexpected adjustments rather than weird flex. And many of you are juggling right now homeschooling with working from home and all of this chaos that goes on in your house. We are right there with you. We see you. We feel you. And we wanted to share how our own team is handling things. Have a look.
So I think we just need to think through some of the logistics there.
We're trying to get them to let us know so we can plan.
Go out to
Alaska. I'm working too.
90% of the calls, Ellis thinks that she's also part of the call.
Okay. Garden next week.
Hey guys.
I'm so exhausted.
This is modern parenting.
That's an amazing video, but now, without much further ado, mm-hmm. the CEO of Microsoft, Satya Nadella, is going to start right now.